Once upon a time, there was a donkey who was so silly that everyone called him a jackass. He always wanted to impress people. He wanted to be something much more important than a mere donkey. You know, like a windmill. Or a hobgoblin. Or maybe even a big, fierce lion. Well, this silly little donkey lived with his master in a quiet little village where nothing ever seemed to happen. That is, nothing exciting. But he wasn't content to live peacefully in such a lovely place. Not him. He was bored. He wanted some excitement. He said, "Darn it all, nothing ever happens around here. I never have any fun." And then he had an idea. He remembered how on Halloween all the children in the village dressed up like witches and goblins and scared the wits out of everyone they met. That's just what he'd do. He'd always wanted to be a lion, so now he'd be a lion.
"I know what. I'll go rent a lion skin from the costume shop where all the kids get their Halloween costumes."
So the silly donkey trotted off down the street toward the costume shop, very pleased with his silly self, singing,
"Oh, a lion, he is big and strong, and people run when he comes along. If I were a lion, you would see, they all would be afraid of me. I guess it wouldn't be a sin to get myself a lion skin, and then I'd have things all my way. There'd be excitement for a day."
So the silly donkey went into the costume shop and rented himself a very fine lion skin. He paraded up and down in front of the mirror, admiring himself. And he asked the shopkeeper,
"It fits fine, doesn't it?"
"It's a beautiful fit, sir.
And I really look like a lion, don't I? Do you think I'd scare anyone?"
"Goodness gracious, sir. If I didn't know who was in that skin, I'd take one look and fly right out that window."
"Honest? Oh, goody. Listen.
Don't do that."
"Don't be scared. It's only me."
So the silly donkey left the costume shop and started down the village street looking for mischief. The first thing he saw was a little kitten.
"Oh, shucks, it's only an itty-bitty kitty, but I might as well start out by scaring him. It'll be good practice."
"Meow."
"Darn it, he doesn't seem to be scared of me."
"Meow."
"Hey, kitten, stop rubbing against my legs. Hey, you're tickling me. Oh, stop it now. Get away from me. Oh, I'm supposed to be a big, fierce lion. Hey, get away from me, cat. I'm not your mother." "Gee, this is very discouraging."
And in order to get rid of the friendly little kitten, the silly donkey had to run away. Well, the donkey soon came across a group of children playing.
"Gee, here's another chance. I'll really throw a scare into these kids. I sure hope I have better luck than I did with that kitten."
"Yee-haw."
"Well, fry me brown and call me crispy. They don't pay any attention to me."
"Yee-haw."
"Say, what's the matter around here? Aren't any of you kids afraid of a big, fierce lion?"
"I want to go home to my mama."
"Don't be a sissy. He can't hurt you."
"Who says I can't hurt you?"
"I say so."
"And who are you?"
"I'm a guy who knows a real lion when I see one. And you ain't one."
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yeah."
"Oh. Well, then, I won't hurt you this time. I guess I better be going."
The silly donkey was very embarrassed, but he would make one more try. He went home to scare his own master. Now, his master had very bad eyesight, and unluckily, this day he'd left his glasses in the house, so when the donkey came up to him, he couldn't tell him from a real lion.
"You better look out. I'm a big, fierce lion."
"Oh, you are you?"
said the master as he plucked a stout whip off the apple tree.
"Well, you take this."
"Oh."
"And this."
"Oh."
"And this."
Oh, please, master. Stop, please. I'm not a lion. I'm only your donkey."
"I knew that all along."
"You did? Well, how could you tell without your glasses?"
"Anyone can tell a jackass by the way he talks and acts."
"Well, boys and girls, my lesson I've learned. A faker is a dope. The respect you get has got to be earned, or else there is no hope. From this day forth, you all will see a wiser donkey I will be. No more of this faking stuff for me. A faker is a dope.